Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Obviously, Tom, when you give up two goals like you did last night, you want them back, but how hard is it to move on when it seems to be a recurring theme?
Well, you have to move on, Schultz, and you're talking about the shorthanded goal last night, and sometimes when it rains, it pours, and that was a tough goal to give up, but by the same token, again, we have to score more than one goal in the game as well.
How do you teach? How do you train? How do you prepare? How do you drill for taking care of the puck?
Well, again, video and just continually talk about it. I mean, you continually talk about it because it's the one aspect in hockey that's tough to get through to players. But you have to manage the puck. You can't turn pucks over. You have to be especially good in the second period. We had some clips today too where we were very negligent in the second period, and that's a period you can't get off on a line change. And if the forwards get off, the defenseman can't get off. So sometimes your defensemen are out there for a minute and a half or 2 minutes. So it gets pretty dicey at times, Schultze.
When you're playing a team and a goalie that's as good as the numbers are, you know you need more than one. It's going to be hard to get more than one. Do guys start pressing a little bit?
I think so. I think they probably press, but the bottom line is hopefully it creates urgency as well.
More of Tom Cerruteri when we return the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brent Schultz with Tom Cerruteri. First time all season, Tom, a major shakeup in your lines tonight. Top three lines have all been juggled a little bit. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, again, sometimes just change. Schultz, again, we talked as a staff, and really over the course of the last three games, we've played extremely well. And we played extremely well 5-on-5. We outchanced Mankato on Saturday night. We outchanced Tech by a lot last night. And again, the bottom line is you want to just shake things up a little bit. And I think the guys probably are looking forward to that too.
If I'm remembering the stats right from last night, Corey Ward didn't have a shot. You're going to win. You need a guy like that to get a lot of shots, not none, right?
Well, exactly. And, Wardo's our best player. And, we have to make sure, too, that we give him an opportunity to succeed. And everybody's done a good job right there. But we want to try to get, obviously, everybody going. And, the bottom line is, again, 0-3 in the last three games. So we just have to shake things up a bit.
Defensive partners stay the same. Are you liking what each of those groups of two are bringing?
Yeah, we do. We think, again, they bring a lot to the table. And, we have a pretty veteran crew right there, too. And Brett Beauvais plays like a veteran. So, again, it's not as big, I think, to shake that up as it is the forward group.
Andrew Walsh gets the starting goal tonight. Is it a case where you're leaning on a veteran to hopefully spark you, or is this just deciding to stick with the status quo?
Well, again, we lost last night. If we'd have won last night, probably would have went with Betts. We lost, and obviously Walsh has played a lot of hockey games right here, and we'll give him the ball right here and see what he can do with it.
What are you expecting out of Michigan Tech tonight?
Well, they're going to play a lot better than they did last night, Schultz. Again, I think it was a Friday night on the road, and they got through that. So it was a huge win for them last night. And, they win tonight. That's a big win for those guys. They start off 8-0. So there's a lot at stake for both teams right now. And, again, there will be more urgency from Tech. And, hopefully there's going to be more urgency from us.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.